This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Chime, I can listen to the whole thing, but we got business to get to, including quick Odyssey app appreciation for Brad, who is apparently out and working this morning and delivering in the UPS truck. So, and listening on the Odyssey app. So thank you for that. If you have yet to download the Odyssey app, it'll take you a minute. Very simple. If I can do it, you can do it. Download it, and then you can listen to us from wherever you happen to be at any time in the continental United States of America, day or night, and whenever is convenient for you, you can listen to this show on the Odyssey app. And that is also where you can leave a Hill note. Any day. So if the spirit moves and you want to comment on anything that we have said or done or haven't said or haven't done, then do that in the form of a voice note, and we will play the best ones back coming up at 9:20 on this morning's show. Before that, though, weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic at 8:45 this morning. And they set it at 7:20, so 15 minutes away. And we will definitely go over what Giannis said about where he is playing next season, most likely. And that will bum Wiggy out. But we have leads left this morning. And then Wiggy has an issue with Shime's lead when it comes to the New England Patriots. Mego filling in for Courtney. Good morning and hello.
Good morning. So my lead, I want to open up further debate. Because right before a lot of people went on vacation for July 4th, you might have missed this, but our friend Andy Hart on WEEI Afternoons had this take about my personal beloved Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
I virtually guarantee you Jaden Daniels will be a disappointment this year. You know why?
Why?
Because the only way to not be a disappointment is to take his team to the Super Bowl and continue to put up ridiculous stats.
What if,
and I don't
what if
think
they do?
He can do that.
You don't think so? The team should actually be better this year than last year.
Okay, and that's exactly why he's going to be a disappointment.
Because now there's a book on him.
He has to go to the Super Bowl.
They have to play a tougher schedule. Obviously, they're not 4-13, they're 12-5.
I'd say the same thing about his offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. People are going to be down on Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels this year just by law of averages.
Cliff.
No, they're not going to fall off a cliff, but people will be down on him.
Okay, this isn't even necessarily about whether Jaden Daniels is going to fall off from last year, if he's going to be able to match his stats from last year or take the Washington Commanders as far. I feel that there may be the beginnings of a preoccupation from Patriots fans with Jaden Daniels because of the sliding doors nature of that 2024 draft. That no matter how good Drake May progresses this year, how well, I should say, how good he becomes in the future, there will always be this, what's Jaden Daniels doing over there? I think Jaden Daniels has to get injured this year. He's too skinny. Jaden Daniels can't have the year that he had last year. Jaden Daniels got so lucky. Jaden Daniels this, Jaden Daniels that. I'm just preparing myself for it because even in my personal life, people close to me say, well, Jaden Daniels isn't going to have the year that he had last year. And I'm like, why do you care? He's not even in your conference. Like, because yeah. you almost had him, because it was 2-3 and he was almost your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'll be a good thing going forward if there's this kind of comparison between the two quarterbacks and yeah. they're both top 10 quarterbacks. But I'm just bracing myself for it because I think it's going to be there.
Yeah, I don't think that Drake May has yet to show us what he is. I don't think he had the opportunity last season
right.
to do that. So, you know, we had that stupid, nonsensical back and forth where Mayo was on this show saying mm-hmm. that he ought to be the number one, and then he wasn't the number one, and we had to wait on, because you were paying a backup $8 million.
Right.
We had to wait on him, and it's not fair to judge Drake May on last season, is it?
No, but I think what we saw with Drake May, he has the talent, but just last season was a cluster F, right? At least going into this, Jaden Daniels, the thing I'll give Dan Quinn, and I gave him credit for, and I gave, I can't remember who the coach of the Chicago Bears was. Is it Eberflus? Is that
Eberflus?
I gave them credit for them going, this is our starting quarterback that we're going to start from day one. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. and the Patriots didn't do that. And I was like, why not do that? And I yeah. give them a lot of credit, and that helped them out because they didn't have to worry about nothing. They could go out there. They could make the rookie mistakes. They can go out there and play and not have to worry about, oh, is the coach going to sit me? When am I going to get my time to play?
But nobody is sitting here going, Caleb Williams, Caleb Williams. Nobody's talking Bo Nix, Bo Nix in mm-hmm. comparison to Drake May. I think it's going to continue coming down to Jaden Daniels. Because there were a couple months before the draft when it was, who's going to go two, who's going to go three? Are you going to end up with Drake May or Jaden Daniels?
Right,
and it will be sliding doors of what could have been.
Yeah. All right, Mego, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I had a basketball and Cooper Flag lead, but Shime's moronic lead had me go into a quick as a wormhole as I could go in. Because here's what I don't get. Shime believes that Drake May is a far superior quarterback than Mac Jones.
Yes, he does.
And Mac Jones' rookie year, he won 10 games.
Good for him.
Under Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick.
You don't have to preach to the island.
All right.
We know it on the island.
Right. And when I was trying to say this, Mac Jones' offense, his rookie year, is far less talented than what Drake May has this year.
Mm.
Your best wide receiver was Jacoby Myers, who had
866
yards. You have a guy in Steph Diggs who has been pretty much a 1,000-yard receiver.
And that's what he wants to be.
May not even be on the field in week one.
He may not be. But your second best receiver was Kendrick Bourne, a guy that's still on this team. Then the other guys that you look at, Booty, who's on this team. Shime's boy, Kyle Williams, mm-hmm. who he tells me is going to have an amazing year, is going to be on this team. Your running backs with Damian Harris, Stevenson, and Bolden.
Damian Harris had almost 1,000 yards.
He had 929 yards. Stevenson,
15 touchdowns.
Exactly. Well, anybody could score 1 yard touchdowns. Stevenson on this roster is,
tell that to Jalen Hurts,
is probably a better player than Damian Harris. And,
no way.
And guess what? You know who's on this roster? Shime's boy, Travion Henderson, who said he's going to be spectacular.
Love Travion.
And that's fair. That's
and
fair.
Your defense, you had a better defensive line this year. I give you, who are we talking about?
Matthew Judon. 2021 season.
His 2021 season.
Great.
But I don't know what Harold Landry's going to be. But your
linebacker's better?
Your linebackers are better. Because the addition of the Robert Splane kid from Pittsburgh is going to be really good. Your secondary is better this year than it was in 2021 with the two corners you had. You have Kyle Duggar, who was there in 2021. The only person you lost was Devin McCourty, who you replaced kind of with Jabril Peppers. So when I look at this team on paper versus Mac Jones' rookie year, this year's team is a better team, and you have a really, really good coaching staff.
Wiggy, do you know how many points a game that defense gave up in 2021?
I understand that, but I think this defense is going to be really good.
That's great.
But I think this defense
are they going to hold teams to less than 18 points per game?
I think this defense is going to be a top 10, top 5 defense.
They're also going to be playing cupcakes. Yeah, and they're going to be
and they're going to be playing an easier schedule. Mac Jones had a hotter schedule in 2021.
Can he talk?
He did.
We had to play Tom Brady.
He had to play Tom Brady. He had to play the Cowboys.
In a rainstorm. He threw the ball 3 times in a game against the Bills.
All right. Wiggy, I like it. Thank you.
I'm just spitting facts, brother.
Now, who doesn't love a great Selly?
Love a great Selly.
I love him.
Right? There have been some legendary ones. I don't know what your favorite is.
Gronk,
I
mean, Spike.
Yes. You got Night Night, Steph Curry. Mm. I mean, Ja Morant is not allowed to do anything that involves fingers and weapons.
No, he can't. Tatum kiss.
Yes.
And believe me, I know Selly's is somebody who made top 10 best celebrations on ESPN.
Oh, you did?
I did.
What was your Selly?
Mine was breakdancing. I think I did.
And the people's elbow at one time, right?
People's elbow at the backspin.
Okay. So I just want to clarify what Jaren Duran is doing. And if you're watching.
No.
Huh?
No.
You don't want me to? Does it make you uncomfortable?
We do have the video on Twitch.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I want to see it.
So I'm just trying to figure this out because, you know, I'm a guy who I like to eat. And so.
Oh?
And so I just am. Is he getting into like a plate of spaghetti or
Mego?
What exactly is that celebration and how long will Nesson continue to show that is what I'm asking.
Don't think I'm super prudish. This celebration makes me so uncomfortable.
That gives you an
if
ick.
You haven't
is
seen it.
It
no, it's not ick. It's just like it makes me feel like I shouldn't be watching this.
I mean,
it looks illicit. It looks like an illicit celebration.
I mean, that can't be what it is. Is it?
Could be eating cake.
That's how... I mean,
could be a cake that he's eating. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Define the cake.
Oh, you know, like he's like, oh, move out the way. I want to get to the cake before anybody
else. I don't
know.
I mean, I'm not sure what he's eating, but it looks very good.
Not enough clams.
Time. Stop.
Oh, my God.
I mean, seems like a generous lover.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's getting, you know, don't you? What's that thing where you eat and sometimes you want to get it up to like the bottom of the bag?
Stop doing those hand motions.
No way. There's no tongue action or nothing.
Please stop demonstrating.
There's like something like
please don't.
There's like some type of food that you get and maybe like a candy, then it gets stuck to the bottom of the bag and you got to kind of pull the bag to like kind of lick the bag.
I don't know.
You don't know what that candy is.
How long is he allowed? That's my question. How long is he only doing that for the 7:10 first pitch? And I hope it's not a 1 o'clock Saturday.
You're
going to
be at the game Saturday,
yeah,
so
4:10. Will he do it? 4:10's okay. I mean, there'll probably be some kids there.
It's borderline.
No, I think he does it.
It's borderline.
The key is who was on first base. Because there was somebody on first base that
Who's he doing that?
I don't know. You'd have to go back.
I'm pretty sure there's also like a quick video of more than just him doing it.
Oh,
like really? There's 4 or 5 of them doing it at one time.
All right.
Wait, 4 or 5 Red Sox players that celebration at the same time.
I believe so. I will try.
We
and
need
find
that video.
I will try and find it.
I will melt into the floor.
I'm pretty sure that
it makes me so bashful. Like, that's the only way to describe it, is it makes me feel bashful.
It's natural. Don't worry about it. All right. So
the lead is, what is that?
That's my lead. Yeah,
what is the story?
What is it? And is it going to be stopped or is it going to continue? That's what I want to know at Friendly Fenway. All right. Those are our leads on a Friday. If you were unable to see that in all of its glory, then you should be occasionally watching this show on either YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Stop!
That's actually a better angle there.
Oh my God, there's another video.
There's multiple videos.
There's like a milking of the cow. There's all types of celebration. There's like a waving. I don't know what Connor Wong's doing. Like he's...
so...
There's like so many things going on in this picture.
Go see if you're
guys being dudes.
If you're in the market for a diamond, go see the team at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, because they will sell you one for less than anybody else, and they'll teach you everything you know you need to know about diamonds. And Jaron Duran apparently can teach you everything you need to know about other things. All right. Let's get to Mego and to what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. A three-run seventh inning propelled the Red Sox to their seventh straight win last night. They took the first game of four against the Tampa Bay Rays, 4-3. Sedan Rafaela hit the go-ahead two-run double during that inning. Roman Anthony had an RBI single to get the party started, and Marcelo Meyer also had an RBI double. So in reading that, do you think it was Roman Anthony getting the single? Was that at the beginning of the game or at the end
of the game? No, that was at the 10-2 point in the game, so I don't know what that was.
That was a couple nights ago. That wasn't last night.
Yeah.
All right, here's Sedan Rafaela with Lou Maloney postgame.
For you, what do you think is the difference? What are you feeling right now in the box?
I want to win. I think that's the most important thing right now for me. I want to win. I want to play October here in Fenway, huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm. We want you to play in October at Fenway Park.
We want to see that set. We want to see those celebrations.
I sent one to Mitch if Garrett Crochet does it at the end on the far left if you're watching on Twitch.
Okay.
It comes in at the very end of the video.
Take it out.
It'll be after the. You'll see the Rockies pitcher here, Garrett Crochet on the far left.
No. Oh my goodness.
I don't know what they're doing. They got all types of celebrations.
Oh my goodness. All right. Walker Buehler gave up three runs over six innings, and closer Aroldis Chapman struck out two in the ninth last night to record his 16th save and 1,300th strikeout. Big news for the Sox. Alex Bregman will return to the lineup tonight, according to MassLife's Chris Cotillo. The Sox moved David Hamilton down to Worcester to make room for Bregman, who's been out with a quad strain since May. Manager Alex Cora says Bregman will play in two games in this Tampa series. Hunter Dobbins gets the start tonight against the Rays. You can catch all the action at 7:10 with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks here on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Christian Arcan gets you ready with pregame at 6:10. Subaru summer is finally here. Hit the road in the trusted 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 48 months or lease for just $279 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, they said it. A quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News coming up at 7:45, and that includes West Virginia not like the rest of us and what a couple was doing behind the wheel of their RV, which is definitely not driver ed approved, but might be. It may be Jaren Duran's new celly if he can work it in, the routine. We should, before we get to They Said It, though, we should open up the Window World of Boston, WEEI weather window chime. In Curtis's absence, if you could poke your head out and tell us about the forecast for today and the weekend.
Please. Oh, Greg, it's so much drier today, thankfully. It's currently 65 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 79. It's going to be cloudy basically all day, unfortunately. But tomorrow and Sunday look great. Partly sunny, high of 82 tomorrow. And then on Sunday, partly sunny, high of 82 as well. Looks like we're going to dodge all the rain for the weekend. Oh, won't fantastic. Rain again until Monday. So
I'm clear on Bare Naked Ladies at the Bank of the Week Pavilion.
Correct.
Tonight. And I'm clear for DMs and I going to the ball game tomorrow, 4:10 first pitch. I'm clear on that.
Should be good to go.
Fantastic. Go. Okay. Speaking of the weather yesterday, how did you feel about the poor guy, older man, so I can relate, who had to be rescued from his vehicle?
Yeah, I saw that.
I think it was in Braintree. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you just, can you wait it out, or is it?
I don't know, maybe he's a little nervous.
Is it emasculating when they're carrying you out through the water, or?
No, not when you're that old, right?
Okay, no. So it's okay.
Yeah, not.
I would have asked, please don't film this.
I know.
Film someone else. Props to him for not caring, but having it all over the TV, I'd be like, go. Or blur my face, you know? I understand if you have to use this.
When you get that age, you're like, whatever.
This is true. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think he cares?
No, I mean, who?
I mean, it wasn't that old.
That wouldn't bother me.
He wasn't like 80. He was like 60 or something like that. There he is.
Yeah.
Maybe he is. No,
he looks older than 60.
Does he look older?
Yeah.
Once again, I had to ask, what's happening to his car then? Does he go back for it?
I'm sure they towed it to wherever he was or whatever, the poor guy.
When your car is in several feet of water, this is going to be very stupid, but I'm not a car person.
Running.
Yeah. Like, you can't drive it after it dries out, right?
Yeah, you can, I think.
Yeah, once it kind
of
dries out.
It can do a lot of damage to the engine, I think. So, but we don't have to deal with that today. That was an absolute nightmare for you yesterday, wherever you were driving. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you every day by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this incredible city. And so if you know somebody who drives, or somebody who constructs, or somebody who masons, or somebody who cares for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where would you like to start?
Well, good morning. So let's begin with Wiggy. I'm pretty sure you may be familiar with the streamer iShowSpeed.
Yes.
Yeah, so Speed is one of the biggest streamers in the world right now.
Yes, everybody knows that.
huge streamer, does a ton of IRL stuff.
He's a superstar streamer.
What's IRL?
In real life.
No, so like, but what does that mean in context?
So, like, he just goes out into the world and just films everything, like all the stuff that he's doing, and he goes and tours places and stuff.
Like going to the gas station?
Sure, but like more so for him, like he went to, I'm pretty sure he went over to like Asia and was like being a tourist and stuff like that.
They just stream their regular life.
Yep.
So boring. Millions of people.
Millions.
Clearly, Wiggy and Chime do. Yeah. Clearly.
Millions of people.
Do you guys watch this?
I don't watch it, but I know who he is.
Yeah. Here's me doing my laundry. Here's me getting off a plane.
No, but he does it with a little bit more like...
Entertainment effect.
Yeah, entertainment effects. Not like, here's me doing the laundry with four strippers.
Like the other, like a couple weeks ago?
That's what he does?
Well, I'm saying that's like what Kai Cenat does and stuff like that. Like, you know, here's me doing the laundry with Drake.
Yeah.
Like Speed was racing track stars a couple weeks ago and stuff. But anyways, so Speed is hanging out.
When he successfully completes a load of laundry, does he go like this? Sorry, Mega.
That was
a visual. Sorry if you're listening on the radio. That was
a
visual.
Like you look like an anteater.
Anyway, so Speed was...
see a priest after that. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Speed was hanging out with Giannis, and Giannis was trying to get him set up so that he could meet Michael Jordan. And then they were talking about where Giannis would play next season. They were getting into the taxes and all kinds of stuff. Here was that interaction between Giannis and Speed, and Giannis might have told you exactly where he's going to play.
L.A., the tax is bad. New York, tax is bad. Hell no.
A lot of people have tried to convince me to go and play there. And stuff.
Oh, no. So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. We'll see.
Okay, that's a real vote of confidence if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. We'll see. Probably. I mean, it's just a matter of time. You would agree, Mego, that he's going to be out of Milwaukee, whether it's this year or the following year. I hope it's the following year because that's when Tatum will be back.
What I think is really interesting is the report. I think Chris Haynes had it, who's really tight with Giannis, right after Dame Lillard got basically released by the Bucks and they stretched out his contract, which is why I want him to come to Boston because you basically don't have to pay him really next to nothing. But he said like Giannis was really upset with the way that the Dame situation was handled.
Right.
And I wonder, Wiggy, if you think that report came out because Giannis was actually upset and was actually out of the loop with their plans around Dame, or if he was just trying to like look nice for his buddy to the rest of the NBA. Like, I'm not cool with this. I think it's messed up if you tear your Achilles that your team lets you walk.
I think it's more of the first part where
you think he was out of the loop on that.
Maybe, right?
That would be like, I feel like that would be malpractice if you're making moves of that level and you don't loop in your superstar and say, are you cool with Dame walking?
No, I agree with you because Giannis needs to be looped in on everything, right?
Yeah.
But
you can if you're the Celtics, you can officially go out and do a deal with Dame Lillard as of yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to take his time, I think, though.
If you do that, though, do you put yourself in a better position when it comes to Giannis down the road because of because they're buds?
I don't like the fit of Giannis with the Celtics.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I don't think it makes sense for timelines and... I know that sounds crazy because Giannis is a top five at times top three player and MVP candidate.
Why you don't like the fit?
Well, first of all, Jaylen Brown called him a child last season.
Well, if Giannis is here, I don't know if Jaylen Brown is here.
That's a good point.
So it's like...
This is crazy, though. Like, if you ask me who do I want on the team when Jason Tatum comes back from his Achilles tear, Jaylen Brown, 1,000%. I think it is a much more... confidence boosting and comfortable situation for Jason Tatum to come back into than with Giannis.
And you want Marcus Smart here as well.
And that's personal. That's with the heart. And that's what the heart wants.
Do you think he ends up back here?
No way.
I got to be honest. I'm not totally. It would probably be from like the buyout market. I can't see it being a full-on trade for him. It would probably be something where Washington like releases him and it's a biomarker.
But that's what they're trying to do that, right?
Yeah.
They're in a similar situation.
It's just not an area of supreme need for the Celtics, because the Celtics need another big. They don't really need another guard. With Dame Lillard, it makes sense because what he can add for you offensively, and it is so cheap, and it wouldn't count against the tax at all.
Well, I think with this is why this year is going to be very, very interesting, because this year is going to tell the Celtics a lot and us as fans, because Jaylen Brown is now going to be pushed in to the guy role.
Yeah.
You know, where you're going to have to kind of do everything Tatum did, and you're going to have to do it without a player of Tatum's status. And so what does that now look like for Jaylen Brown and this team? And then what do the Celtics do when they say, okay, all right, when Tatum comes back, how do we want to build this new kind of big three or big two or whatever?
Well, I think the people who don't love Jason Tatum, and I've been in that, famously in that camp at times, might be... they might be shocked when it's just Jaylen Brown.
Yep. Because now Jaylen Brown's going to have to facilitate. He's going to have to be aware of they're going to run double teams at him. He's going to have to make smart decisions. He's going to have to keep his composure when all this stuff is going around him. He's going to have to be the guy that they put everything on his back at the end of games. And unfortunately for him, he's not going to have the same level of superstar that Tatum has in Brown. You know what I mean?
I think what we're dancing around is there's nobody on the roster that's healthy that has the bag that Tatum does.
No.
And I don't mean that just by like, oh, he can score the most points and he has the biggest contract. It's literally the different looks that he gives you offensively.
Right.
And then to your point, Wiggy, what he can facilitate when all the pressure is on him, when he gets the double teams, what he can create for other guys in addition to being able to score at three different levels offensively. There's nobody else on the team who has that. And that's not to be disrespectful to Jaylen Brown, because he's a great player and got the Supermax, which he deserves. But Tatum is just this different tier, and there's real basketball reasons why. It's not just the superstar. He's on Ruffles bags and all that stuff that goes along with it.
And that's what Giannis is. Giannis is that level of player where, you know, it would be hard for Giannis to win a championship, but he could carry a team and carry a team at a high level by himself. So it will be interesting to see what direction they do go in when Tatum does come back.
We should take a quick break and then continue with the rest of They Said It next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Courtney and Curtis are both on vacation. Curtis most likely up all night trying to figure out whether Tom Brady is actually dating Sofia Vergara or not.
That boy is for them streets, man.
He Brady is for them streets.
Everywhere.
What was weird, because the report came out breathlessly that the two of them were dating, and then the later report said that they had dated briefly, and then he determined that she was too old for him. So,
because I thought he was knocking down the Sweeney girl.
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
I think he was talking to her at the Bezos wedding, but I don't... Sofia Vergara, how old is she, Shyam? Chat GPT, is she 52, 53?
53.
Wow.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah,
she does for 53.
I think she looks great for being a human being.
Yeah.
She just put out a thirst trap picture in a bikini. She looks really good.
Did she thirst trap after Tom dumped her? That's the question I have for you.
I don't know if it was after.
Well, were they ever really dating, or were they just smashing?
It was on a yacht, so I think you answered your own question.
Yeah.
I mean, anything goes on a yacht.
It's international waters.
Having fun.
What happens? Wiggy knows this. What happens on the boat stays on the boat.
I don't know. It's the internet.
So does
do you them together? Or
does Brady have a type?
I mean, had a type for a long time, the mother of his children.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if they were kind of, you know, hanging out for a little bit, would that indicate that he has a type?
I don't know, because
foreign women?
Well, physically, like, Sofia Vergara, I'm saying that right?
Yeah, something like
that. And Sydney Sweeney are different than Giselle.
Yeah. Well, we don't have necessarily... proof is a very strong word. We don't even have any kind of evidence that they were really hanging out outside of chatting it up at Bezos' wedding.
They were dancing.
Okay.
Yeah. They were dining together romantically. I mean, I think they had a fling.
Because wasn't she also chatting it up with, like, Orlando Bloom?
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Sofia Vergara.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Sydney Sweeney. That's why I'm saying, if you go from, like, Giselle to Sofia Vergara, does Tom Brady have a type? Mm.
And who was he with, like, a little bit before that? Wasn't there another?
I think he was with a model for a little while.
Yeah, like, he was just hanging out. Like, so I think he's just, it's a hot boy summer for Brady.
Probably.
Yeah, that's
he's
what
gonna
I think.
He's going to hit it and quit it. It's summertime.
Yeah,
it's
what did Courtney call it? Trash bag summer?
He's on his trash bag summer until football season starts.
All right. Well, Mego is here filling in for Courtney, and we have more of They Said It to continue with. So what's next?
Well, Greg, let's go to Bob Zettelman. He sat down with Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Hopefully Curtis is covering his ears, because Robert Kraft talked about the best decision he's ever made as an NFL owner. Here was Bubs and Robert Kraft.
What was your best decision that you've made as an owner to date?
Getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots. I gave up a number one draft pick, coach who had only won a little over 40% of his game in 1999. It was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston media, but I think we did okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good move.
Yeah, I would think it would be a pretty good move. It got you six Super Bowl championships.
Right. And then you felt the need to back the Kraft Force One over him on the way out the door. But
this is the way that maybe you backed it over him. This is a way that maybe people be like, okay.
Well, what's the angle here? Is he trying to make nice publicly, or is he saying, once again, I am, Kraft is saying I am responsible for Bill even being in New England.
I would say the latter.
And, you know, I got ripped for hiring him.
Yes, yes.
But ultimately, we wouldn't have the dynasty without me hiring Bill Belichick.
Or maybe this is his olive branch to get Bill at the Tom Brady statue unveiling.
Mm.
I don't think he's going to be there.
You don't?
I don't.
I think he will do that for Tom Brady if Tom Brady wants it.
I think he has such a built-in excuse of football. He's really busy at UNC and he's taking his responsibilities there very seriously, so he can't just jet up to Gillette for it.
I think that would be legit. I mean,
he'll be in fall camp, so he'll be like, know.
On the record, I'll be surprised if he's there.
Yeah,
I'm eager to see the statue, though. Nervously awaiting the statue.
You are?
Yeah, because it's like, I was saying this on Saturday with Shine. Like, I guess there's a David Beckham statue out there. What other athlete is as objectively good looking as Tom Brady, who also has a statue?
Cristiano Ronaldo has one, but it's ugly.
That's what I mean. It could go very poorly.
I hope your hubby isn't listening right now.
I think everybody can agree that Brady, at his peak, a very attractive man. So, like, that's not weird to say.
Has he already peaked?
He's on the back nine, you're saying?
I won't comment on that because I don't want to be mean.
You see the D. Wade statue? So he's got to be very scary with the statue.
That's a, like...
Or maybe it's helmet on so it's not as bad.
If somebody said to you, Wiggy, like, we're putting in a statue of you.
All right.
How you'd be like, what's it going to look like?
I would be like, I don't care. Just drop it in.
You wouldn't care if they made your face look crazy?
Well, if
like
they made my face look
melting or something?
I mean, have you seen this beautiful face?
Wiggy's
That's what I'm saying. You would want it to be accurately represented.
Wiggy's so right, though. Like, you can get by this by just doing the iconic Tom Brady standing in the pocket holding the football pose with the helmet on. Then you don't have to worry about it.
I think that's a cop-out if you keep the helmet on.
Really?
Does Bill deserve a statue in your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll have one.
I think he does.
It'll be awkward because it needs to be like the same exact height as Tom's and same probably sculptor and everything, but that won't happen for a while, I don't think.
See, I think they should have tried. You probably couldn't do this, but they should have tried to do the two of them in the same statue.
That would have been cool.
I
know that's outrageous, but I really think the two of them are forever intertwined, and neither of them would have been what they were without the other.
Right.
I've said this since the dawn of time. The two of them made the other. They each made the other much better.
Right.
And they would not have been what they were without the other. So the statue ought to be the two of them together.
And there's a perfect photo of the two of them, like, on the sidelines talking, where Bill has the headset on and Brady's kind of just listening. Like, I can't remember what it was from. One of them documentaries that you could actually, like, use. That would be the perfect photo for that. And I had said this, Mego, when they first announced it, I didn't like the Brady statue. Like, he deserves it, but I don't feel like they're going to give Bill one.
You don't think so?
No. Nope.
I think that I think that would be more disrespectful than the documentary that was out there.
But the documentary was about disrespect.
That's because they just fired him and they were trying to say, look, this is what actually happened from their perspective.
But you know Bill is petty king. You think he's going to be, after they, like Greg said, they backed the plane up over him, is going to be like, oh, I'm going to come here and do this? And also, when does this get done? Because what's the relationship like with Robert and Bill, and what's the relationship like with Jonathan and Bill?
Jonathan is the interesting point there.
Right, so this might never get done because there's no denying that there's bad blood between Belichick and the Krafts.
Well, also, Jordan has final approval on any statues. So she's
going to be potted. It'll probably be the airplane statue of Bill on the beach. And she'll be on. She'll be on.
She's going to be in it.
Yeah, like
she's
the airplane.
She's going to insist that included in the statue.
Yeah. She's going to be like, Robert, we came up with the perfect idea. The photo of Bill and I on the beach when he had me up in the airplane, that's the statue we'd like.
You see the statue from the back. It's Bill standing there. And then you walk around in front and Jordan is kneeling.
Well, they should have that on Sconset on Nantucket.
They don't really have statues.
That's what I mean. Do they have any famous statues on Nantucket? Like a famous whale.
There's a Mr. Rogers statue.
You be my neighbor?
In front of the Starland Theater. In Nantucket.
Was Mr. Rogers like?
Yes, he was.
I did not know.
Lived there forever. Long before it was a popular destination.
I had no clue.
You see? Learn something on this show every single day.
Was he as friendly in real life?
People say he was. Very friendly man. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't meet him, Greg?
I never met Mr. Rogers.
Ah, shucks.
I watched the show as a child.
Yes. Do you know Mr. Rogers?
Do I? Yeah. Like, personally?
No, but do you know the show it's on?
Yeah, of course.
No, that
I
was
watched
before your time,
up.
Though, probably, yes. Right?
Yeah, but it was always on PBS and stuff, yes. I want to say.
All right, anything else, Shime?
Yeah, I got one more for you here if you'd like it. So earlier in the week, we talked about Will Fleming's report about talking to Will Clark and how Rafael Devers wouldn't come out and even talk about playing first base because the Red Sox were there. And Will Clark had we played the audio from Will Clark the other day. Well, Will Clark has spoken again, and he is unhappy with our guy Flemball.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Yeah. Here was Will Clark and his expletive-laden rant.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right, you want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? Off. All right. And so other than that, I'm cool. But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what? I would never say that, you know, about a guy who I just met, and I'm going to be working with him for the whole time he's in San Francisco. You know, so, you know, with this AI bullshit that's going on, that's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
Is that real?
I heard this yesterday. Jones and Keefe were playing it when their show started, and I was aghast because Will Clark is trying to claim that I believe the portion of the podcast where he says that if Devers is not willing to go out to first base, he's going to grab him by the neck and drag him out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
He's now attempting to claim that's AI generated. I don't buy it. I mean, it sounded like pretty legit to me. It was on the podcast, so
are we just gonna blame everything on AI now?
You can get away with AI.
I don't know if he's confused about Instagram and the fact that people aggregate content and then it shows up on Instagram. Like I guess maybe he has.
You know, with this AI bullshit.
Does he have a legit bone to pick with our guy Will Fleming because he's saying that he had a conversation with Will and then Will shared it? Is that
Will's in media?
He's not talking to a
media person.
Right.
He's a play-by-play guy. He's not even a reporter. Like he's just.
But is it one of those things like, hey man, off the record, you know?
Well, if you say off the record and then you share it, then that's.
But then Will Clark went and talked about it on a podcast. Yeah, like, that's his own fault.
Yeah.
You're the one saying I go grab him by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah. Right. The Will beef is just kind of crazy right now.
It is. It's full beef.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, he really doesn't even know how to pronounce Rafael Devers' name. So I'm guessing that he has to work with him going forward, or at least the Giants want him to, and that's why he's...
Being so defensive.
Rafael Devers.
Yeah. I mean, I've butchered the name before.
You have butchered her name or two.
Ralph.
That is true. So, all right, that is...
AI bullshit.
They said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports and the news next, including West Virginia not like the rest of us and what one couple was doing behind the wheel of the RV, which is not driver ed approved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.